Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
The truth.
Hey, Mr. Zuppi.
Where is she?
Upstairs in the bathroom. Yeah, Angelina just kind of disappeared upstairs, and so I just didn't really know what to do, so...
Yeah, I got you.
Hi, Mr. Zuffy. Thank God you're here.
Hey, Tim.
Angelina's in the bathroom.
Angelina!
I think she had too much to drink.
We don't know that.
It's Dad.
I have no idea how to open it.
Okay. She's probably fine. We just didn't know how to get into the door.
She's not responding, Troy, okay?
Okay, well, she's probably fine.
Both of you, stop. Sweetheart, if you can hear me, can you open the door? Troy, do you have a screwdriver?
My dad's got a toolkit downstairs.
All right, would you run and grab that for me?
Are you going to mess something up?
Troy. You guys do any drugs?
No, sir, no.
I don't care if you did. Tell me.
No. It's just drinks. We had some wine, some beer, and some scotch, and some rum. And some tequila, and that's about it. But she mixed a bunch of stuff together, and
I didn't know what you wanted to say about the whole thing.
Thank you, Troy.
You're not gonna break the door or anything, right?
I hope I don't have to do that, Troy.
I don't think it's that serious.
It is that serious, Troy.
No, it's not. Tim.
Shut up. You don't know how she's doing in this.
Yes, I do.
I haven't seen her in.
You're going to fix whatever you do, right, Mr. Zuffy?
I need you to get away from me right now.
I just want to make sure that you're not scratching the door or anything. Oh, man.
Angelina. Hey, Angelina. Tim, would you get me a washcloth? Just run it.
Yeah, sure thing.
Under the sink.
Is she going to be okay?
Can you hear me? Sweetheart. Hey. That's good, Tim.
Yeah?
Yeah. Troy, can you get me a pillow for the car, please?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Hey.
What are you doing here?
I'm gonna take you home. All right? Do you feel sick?
No.
Hey, Troy, grab me a couple plastic bags, too, like garbage bags. I'll be out 1 second. Just make sure she gets in the car, Tim.
Sure thing.
Bye, Angelina. Feel better. See Tim. See you soon, man.
Whoa.
Careful. Okay. Thanks so much, Mr. Zuffy. I really appreciate you coming over. And, at first I thought it was a bad idea to call you, but I'm really glad we did. And I'm embarrassed to say that we messed up, but I definitely think it's not going to happen again. Thanks for being so cool. And you know, if you don't mind, just not mention anything to my parents. They got a lot of stuff going on, and this is the last thing they need to weigh them down. So I just really appreciate you just kind of keeping everything quiet about this.
I don't like you, Troy.
Okay.
I think you manipulate people in situations for entirely your own benefit. I think you only care about yourself.
I didn't mean for this to happen. It's not that my fault that Angelina drank too much. It's not my fault.
I'm smart enough to know that I can't stop my daughter from being friends with you if that's what she wants. I get that. But I just want to let you know, if you hurt her, I will hurt you. I don't give a shit who your father is.
You can't threaten me. I'm going to call the police if you just stand here and threaten me in my house.
Are you? You gonna call the cops?
Yeah, I am, Mr. Zuffy.
Maybe you wanna put your bong away before you do that.
Fuck.
Troy, I hope I never see you again. Have a good night.
Are you gonna fix the door upstairs?
Nope. We're gonna fix it.
Sorry, Mr. Zuffy.
I know, Tim.
I did smoke some marijuana.
You know, I have to tell your mom about that.
Yeah.
Tim, you know, in good conscience, I can't not say anything. You understand that?
Yeah, for sure. I don't think she'll handle it that well, but...
Well, if you want, I'll come in and talk to her with you. You think that'll help?
Maybe.
Just the three of you guys tonight? No party?
Oh, no. It was supposed to be a small thing. Just Angelina, me, and Troy. Sandy Kim was supposed to come eventually, but I think she had to go see her, her sister.
Who's Sandy Kim? She's supposed to be your date?
No.
Well, that didn't work out for you.
It's alright. She's just a friend.
Were the two of you guys planning on having sex with my daughter?
No. Absolutely not. No. We were just gonna watch a Rocky Horror Picture Show and just have some drinks.
You know, Tim, when Mrs. Zuffy was pregnant with Angelina, I made a promise to myself that whatever questions this kid has about life, about the world, whatever, I'd be honest. I'd tell her exactly what I knew about it. I wouldn't edit it. I wouldn't hold back anything. I'd just tell her the truth. Now, of all the questions she's ever asked me, do you know what the hardest one to answer has been? Why do tennis balls bounce? I couldn't answer. I didn't know. I never thought about that. So I had to go look it up. Do you know why tennis balls bounce?
The rubber is made of long chain polymer molecules, and they stretch, but then immediately return to their original state.
That's exactly it. What are you guys studying that right now?
Angelina told me.
But I promised myself I wasn't even gonna be weird about sex with Angelina. I like sex, why shouldn't she? She's a human being. Just because she's my daughter, she shouldn't enjoy sex. She should feel great about it. There shouldn't be any kind of like weird shame attached to it or anything. All I could do is be a set of open arms to pick her up when she falls. Did your mom talk to you about sex, Tim?
No.
Your father's not at home, right?
No.
All right. Giving pleasure to somebody else is one of the most powerful things you can do as a human being in this world. It's a good thing. And when you love that person, it's that much more incredible. And if I'm being 100% truthful, even when you don't love the person, sex is pretty good. Am I making sense?
Okay, look, I didn't try to do anything with Angelina.
I mean, I know you didn't.
She's like my sister. I wouldn't...
You know. I know, Tim. You already told me once I believe you. You wanna know what I think happened tonight? I think she and Troy plan to do something. I don't know what exactly. And that maybe you invited yourself along to look out for her. Am I close on that? What's the matter?
Angelina was, she was there for me.
What do you mean she was there for you?
Troy and I, had an opportunity, and so Angelina found out, and she invited herself, I think, she thought I would do something stupid, so.
Okay. You know what? Everything I said still applies.
Oh God, I think I'm gonna be sick.
Mom's not expecting you to be home tonight, is she?
No.
Why don't you come stay with us tonight? We have the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Grab a Gatorade. Or maybe just some water.
You're not gonna talk to my mom about this?
I don't think I need to.
Thank you, Mr. Zephyr.
Thank you for calling me, Tim.
Daddy?
Yes, sweetheart?
I think I'm gonna be sick.
I know, sweetheart.
On the day I went away. Goodbye. Was all I had to say. No, I want to come again and stay. Oh, smile, and that will mean I may.
The Talk, performed by Christian Palick, Dimitri Shine, Wooly Appleman, and Alana Fishbein. It was written by Lewis Kornfeld, with dialogue improvised by the actors. The song you're hearing right now is called I'm Going Home. It's from the Rocky Horror Picture Show soundtrack. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation. If you're interested in supporting this and other podcasts like it, email sponsor at radiotopia.fm. You can find out more about us at thetruthpodcast.com. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. I'm Jonathan Mitchell. And this episode was made possible by contributions from our wonderful listeners, like Bruce Seeds, who would like to remind you that you have been listening to
The Truth.